Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly L. Jones. I am an author, international speaker, certified seminar leader, and practitioner for the Silva Method and the Prime Directive and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, the law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I'm here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe that you've been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. This is a safe haven for discussion. We will entertain questions and ideas that will really open up your world. The thoughts and words and ideas expressed on the show are those of my guests or myself. We do not represent any organization. So please call in at 347-838-8437 when we are on air to ask any questions. Or email me at Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. This information is in the description of this episode online. So again, welcome and thank you for spending your time with us, and let's start our program.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is a fantastic, beautiful, sunny day. Of course, you know, depending on your attitude and your outlook on life, either days are going to be sunny or they're going to be cloudy, no matter what it looks like outside. One of the things that's really fantastic is that you can set your intention of what your day, your week, your month, your year, your life is going to be like. And I know there are times when things happen or we get upset and try to, you know, and it gets us upset or of some way, shape, or form, or we're hurt. But it also depends on how we choose to react. Do we choose to react in a negative way, or do we choose to react in a positive way, or just neutral? What brings that up is that I camp. I know some folks go camp. Yes, I go camping. I had a small travel trailer, and for some of you, that's called a bumper pull. I pulled it on the back of my trailer, and on Saturday, I was sitting in the trailer working on my book, and all of a sudden I got up to do something in the kitchen, and I heard this huge pop. I mean, pop, pop, I mean, really loud. And in the trailer is a thing called an inverter. And what it does is when you're plugged in, yeah, see, so I'm plugged in to the electrical outlet provided by the campground. And what it does is it takes that power and it changes it, because some things in my camper run on battery power, DC, and some things like the microwave, yes, I have a microwave and television, so I'm not really rushing it. Run on AC, alternating current, like in your house, the 110, like you plug in the house, and it has to convert that so that those appliances can use it. Well, I looked down at the inverter, and it was smoking, right? And then I realized that my air conditioning wasn't working. Yeah, air conditioning, and I said, something's wrong, and I said, oh, and I was afraid that it was on fire. When I saw that, I knew that there had been a power surge. And so I went out. My neighbor who was sitting, we were sharing the plug, the connection, and he had unplugged his. So I said, okay, something's wrong. So I unplugged mine and started checking things. And what ultimately happened, there was a major power surge, and it burned out not only my inverter, but his. And park maintenance came, and it turns out it was their fault. Okay. Now, here's the deal. I could have gotten super upset and was yelling and, why did you all do this? What am I going to do? You know, I'd gone there, but I didn't. And why I'm talking about it is because I never even thought about going on the anger side. There was nothing I could do at that moment. They fixed the plug, and that when we plugged things back in, we realized really the inverters were shot. Now, I had battery power, and the battery power and the propane will run the refrigerator. I mean, these things are really outfitted good so that if you were in the middle of nowhere, you could actually have a refrigerator, some lights, and propane to cook with, and so on. So anyway, we had that, and basically we talked to the park people, and they realized it was a problem on their part. There was a short in their plug area, which caused a surge, came through the park, came through, hit our campers, and so on. So they put us up in cabins, and so I'm broadcasting today from the cabin, which is a really nice one-bedroom, really neat little place. And yesterday, what they did was have a repairman come and look at our things, and yeah, they're shot. Well, here's the key. When you know people are watching what you do on a regular basis, you may not realize that, but the gentleman in the trailer next to me and his wife, they both said to me, you are very patient. You are more patient than we are. That we, you know, we're just upset. And I said, well, I could talk to the manager, and she's checking things out. And, you know, and I just had a conversation with her and said, you know, based on what we were told, this is an issue that comes from you. And she had said she had to check with corporate, but I was fine with it. No, why was I fine with it? Because I knew that my creator was going to take care of all of this. And I had already gone in and gone into the meditative prayer state. All things would be taken care of to the highest and best good of everyone concerned. Let me say that again. I went into the meditative prayer state and asked that all things would be taken care of for the highest and best good for everyone. I even accepted the fact that I may have to pay for my own inverter. I was very sure I wouldn't, because the maintenance men said there was a wire that got loose and touched and caused the problem. They said it out loud in front of us, and the park could call the fire department because there was smoke and stuff. But your reaction, the way you react to things, will dictate how people look at you, how people perceive you, and your own self. I mean, I was disappointed. I was upset in that, no, I wasn't going to sleep in my own trailer. I had to move things out, empty my fridge and bring it here and do a number of things. But I was also thankful that the inverter didn't start a fire, because it could have, that no one was hurt, that it's just a matter of changing out some equipment. Now, there are other times when, yeah, changing out equipment or whatever is hurt, or, you know, it happens. And there's other feeling involved. But what I've realized, and this is what today's show is about, is that when you are in that state where you know that you can ask and you will receive what you've asked for in prayer, you don't get nervous. You don't become afraid. Even in bad times, you don't become afraid. Yes, you have the experience of helplessness. You may have the feeling of, this should never have happened to me. And I had that too, because when I was out earlier in the week, I had a couple things I had to do on my trailer. I had to change a valve, so I had to go to the RV place and pick up a part. Well, I looked at surge protectors. And for those of you who are electrical, I had to get a 30-amp surge protector, not the kind that you normally have in your house. I had those all through the camper. That's my laptop was connected to a regular surge protector that you plug in the wall. This surge protector goes into the camp plug-in, and it's called a 30-amp. And I looked at one, and it was $110. And I said, okay, well, I'll get one next time. Well, I know I can get it elsewhere, maybe for $86, $90 or whatever. And I put it aside. And that was one of the things I said to myself. I said, you know, I got the nudge. And I talk a lot about inspired actions. I got the nudge. And the nudge was, so one of the first things I'm going to be doing very soon after the repairs on my trailer are done, is go get a surge protector. So this doesn't happen again. And if I'm at a different park, this is the park I come to on a regular basis, and they know me here. So how you react is a very important piece on dealing with your life. Now, last week I talked about gremlins. And, you know, what kind of gremlin do you have? And, yes, I got a phone call Monday afternoon. I got some text messages. I got some emails about people finding their gremlins, what they were going to do with their gremlins. I mean, how they were looking at, I didn't even realize, yeah, that's one for me. And it can be as simple, you know, as, you know, not wanting to get up early enough, and you're always rushing to go to work. So hopefully this last week, you took a look at that. You took a look at your gremlin and found out, you know, okay, here's one, here's another one, here's another one. And so this week, we're just going to kind of talk about getting rid of those. But I went on and started talking about your feelings and doing and taking care of how you react. Well, I haven't done this week's intention yet. So let's go on and do the intention. So close your eyes. If you're driving, I know you can't do that. If you're operating equipment, I know you can't do that. So as long as you're in a safe place, that you can sit back and close your eyes, take a deep breath in and out, take another deep breath in and out. I know that there is a power in this universe that is greater than all of us. This power and presence in the universe takes care of us, looks over us, and this power and presence in the universe is in all of us and flows through us. It is part of us. It has been given to us. This power and presence we access and ask that we have a wonderful, fantastic, magnificent week that we discover our gremlins and start working on them one at a time. As we discover our gremlins, we ask that we be given the inspired actions to make the appropriate changes for those gremlins. Make those appropriate changes that will change the way we think, the way we react, the way we act in such a way that we are calm and peaceful, and our reactions are such that they are for the highest and best good for all concerned for this gremlin. We ask that again. We have a very productive week, and we take care of most of the things on our to-do list easily and effortlessly, and that new ideas and new ways come into our life and into our mind, a better way to do something, an easier way to do something, and that the people that we want to contact us this week, that if we have an issue that needs to be resolved, that it is resolved easily and effortlessly, and for, again, the highest and best of all concerned. We thank you for giving us this power that is in our life, and thank you for being in our life and giving us the things that are best that is so. All right. Good. Again, I want you to know I do not pre-plan those intentions. They come. And I always know that it is given to me to give to you. And I want to be a blessing to everyone who listens to this show. All right, now, I'm looking at a caller at 0268. Do you want to speak on the air this morning?
Good morning. Yes, this is my first time. I just found your show. I'm so excited.
Good. And this is your first name?
My name is Tina.
Hello, Tina. Well, welcome to the show, and I'm glad you're here. And so no question yet?
It's just beautiful. A friend of mine sent me a recording by Neville Goddard last week about self-talk.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking about, you know, the conversations that go on within you determine the reactions from people and the things that are going on in your life. So I started listening to it over and over again. But I like your calmness. Like, do you have that? Can I buy that on eBay? Because I'm just listening to you, and you just make it, I'm just listening to you, and you making it seem like everything is all right. I'm like, can I just get inside her mind? Can I just go click and buy that real quick? She is there.
Well, thank you so much, Tina. And it took a while, right? And I am also a Neville Goddard fan. In fact, I quote a lot from Neville Goddard. And the idea really is that you have to decide within yourself and how you want to react to something. How, you know, and we all have the tendency to react rather than taking an action to say, okay, well, you know, let me calm down here a moment and let me see what the best thing is for everyone, right? So
yeah.
Neville talks about that, what you think about, and this is, you've heard this from a lot of people, what you think about most of the time is what comes into your life. And that's why I talk about the fact of when you, depending on your reaction, will I want to say that people will perceive you. Something can either be escalated or diffused, right?
Yes.
Depending on how you react. If you react in anger, the person on the other end is going to react in anger too. If you act in calmness, sometimes they look at you like you're out of your mind. Why are you so calm? But what happens is you calm the situation, and And what also happens is I talk a lot about how your brain works. And so when you're in a calm state, you're not in what is known as the beta state. You relax into an alpha or a theta state, which is where God really talks to you. This is where magic happens. And so by being calm and doing meditations and relaxing yourself, you put yourself in a state where you can actually hear his voice. So the idea being is stop and think before you react. Stop and think before you react, okay? Because your initial reaction may be, the word that just came to mind was violent, but it's not violent. It's, we get angry. We get, and it was funny, I was thinking about the reaction to the people next door, and I said, oh, they probably thought I was going to snap my fingers and shake my head, you know. No, I was just, you know, it was like there's nothing you can do, right? Because this is something that happened. Let's see how they resolve it. And a lot of times when you react in that calm manner, people will react and they'll give you just about anything you need because you're reacting in a calm manner. They're not on the defense. And that's the other thing that just came to mind is not putting people on the defense, but letting them tell you exactly what's going on in their world. Okay? So does that help a little bit?
Oh, my God, that's beautiful. Are you a Capricorn?
No, ma'am, I'm a Libra.
A Libra? You're too busy thinking about shopping at Neiman Marcus. You don't have time for other people's reactions. You have to get to the sales girl to get that piece out of that's Prince the Libra. She is calm, and that's all she does is shop all day.
Oh, no. Well, I don't shop. No, I've gotten to the point where the other thing I'm going on is teaching people how to save and not shop all the time, right? And you know, how I want to say this is I'm purging from my home, right? Mm-hmm. I'm purging all those things that I don't use, I don't need, those shoes, those purses, those things that have been there and I've used once. Or twice.
Well, I'll send you my email. You can purge right to me. I already know. Thank you.
and you're in the Dallas. Where are you?
In New Jersey.
In New Jersey. Well, thank you for being here and helping with today's conversation because it's right where I want to be. Okay. So thank you.
Okay, I signed up for 30 minutes. We can email you for a 30-minute session.
Oh, fantastic. Then I will be talking to you soon.
Okay.
How
often does your show come on?
Mondays at 9 or 10 your time.
Okay, just every Monday. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
So let me put you back on hold.
Thank you.
All right. Fantastic. Well, that is a good idea about being calm. And I think I've said that before, is that a lot of shows you come on and the music is really upbeat and everything is just, you know, and you're constantly moving and going. And I go, no, there's a time when we need to relax and get into the zone and get ourselves into that calm state, that meditative prayer state, where we can ask for our request and to get into the spot where we can hear God's voice. So how do I do that a lot of times? Well, it is going into meditation. And I have multiple methods of doing meditation. I teach the Silva method, which teaches you how to relax your body. We do a long relax, and it's active meditation in the sense that you are guided through the meditative state of relaxing your entire body from your head to your toes. And you go into that state of relaxation. And as you learn to do that, your body will learn to relax automatically. So initially, the long relax is 25 minutes. And we do that when I teach the class, you go through that meditation at least 14 times during the two-day weekend. And by the end of the weekend, you will be able to sit in your chair, you'll sit, and you'll be able to say to your body, relax. And you say, and in that one, we say 333, 222, 111, and relax. And your body goes into a total relaxed state. And that takes you into what is referred to as your mind slows down. It goes into either the alpha or the theta state, which I'll talk about, you know, again in the future. But the idea being is this is where magic happens. And I know I shouldn't use the word magic, but this is where you really connect with higher intelligence. This is where I find that my best answers come as I went into the meditative state and asked for everything to be good and fine. Oh, and I guess I didn't mention, or did I mention, that they are repairing the box, and once that's repaired, we'll know whether the air conditioning and the microwave and anything else was damaged. And then they will go from there to repair those things, because all of it was from the power surge. So we're just waiting to get the inverters repaired, and then we'll go from there, and hopefully that'll be tomorrow. So when we're doing this, one of the things that I'm talking about in a previous audio and also in my book and also on the website, is what I have called the prime directive. And you say the prime directive. I said, yeah. The prime directive is once you get into that meditative state, you can talk to your subconscious mind directly. And some of you go, well, you know, subconscious mind is underneath the conscious mind. Absolutely. But what we do in a meditative state, we actually move the conscious mind out of the way, and we talk to that subconscious piece of you, which is the one that helps you tie your shoes, the one that now what you can ride a bike without thinking about balance, and then you can do drive your car, right? And so within this, it is time as an adjective is of the first importance, demanding the fullest consideration. Directive means an authoritative instruction, and together they indicate a strong order or command to be followed as a rule. So that's why I chose the word prime directive. Now, if you're listening on the internet, again, come back and listen to the recording, because we're going to continue on and it'll be recorded a little more. All right, so and if you're listening on the phone, you'll be here, so you're not going anywhere. The directive, again, is designed to say, I'm going to direct my subconscious to do certain things. All right, so the prime directive is a way of thinking that will transform the way you see and feel about the world around you. Because all of a sudden, you'll be able to say, I command that, and yes, I'm using that term, I command. So I'm telling my subconscious what to do, all right, and telling it to move. And whatever it is that I desire is what I'm telling it. I command that my trailer is fixed, right, in the best way possible, you know, for the highest and best good or all. I command I know how I am going to have a peaceful and productive day, and it is so. It's like talking to your child, because your subconscious is like a child. It's really like your 5- and 6-year-old self. It accepts everything you tell it. It will, and it says, okay, it doesn't say whether you're right or wrong. It doesn't know if it's true or false. It just knows that, okay, you told me this. This is what's going to happen, right? So you're talking to your 5, 6, 7-year-old self, telling it what to do, just like a mother tells a child what to do, right? And it accepts it. Now, when you do this statement, I command, I know, I command, I know how or when or where or who or what, right? Those, what are those, the 5 questions that we learned in English? You know, who, what, when, where, and how, right? So I command, I know any of those. That statement must be positive in the present tense. The wording is complete, concrete, and comprehensively defined. In other words, you want to know. You want it to be exact. I command, I know where I put my keys, right? Because sometimes we, and I've used it to find my keys, right? I command to know what I came in this room for, because I came in here and now I don't remember what it is. I found that this works. All right, relax myself and do that command. I'm telling my subconscious to come back and tell me the information, because your subconscious keeps everything. Everything that you have done, everywhere you've been, everything you've seen, everything that has come within your consciousness, your subconscious has it. It's recorded. You may not know it, but the subconscious is knowing it. I've mentioned before about this TV show that was called Unforgettable, and about a woman who forgot nothing. She can pull up, if you asked her what happened on December 2nd, 1999, she could tell you when and where she was and what she was doing without any effort, just not pulling any work and wait a minute, no, she can pull it right up. And what I found out is there are people who are like this. In fact, the woman on the show actually is one of these people that can do this. Well, your subconscious has the capacity to do that. We just trained, or our minds do not work the same way as theirs do. But we can pull that information up. If it's been registered, it'll pull it up. But here's the amazing thing that I have found out. If I can't figure it out, or it's not being able to be pulled from my consciousness, within a short amount of time, I will talk to somebody who will give me the answer. So I had one thing that I needed, and I was trying to remember it. I mentally issued the command to pull it up, and it wouldn't come, and somebody else walked up into this conversation. And we were talking about something, and that gave me the answer that I asked for. And this has happened other times. Or I was nudged to turn on the TV or pick up an article or go to a place, and my answer was there. So if your subconscious can't give you the answer directly, it will find a way to get you that answer. And this might be something new to many of you who are listening, but this works because God gave us this capability. Remember, we are created in His image, and therefore we're not spirit, but the capability of using the word and thought in order to make our lives much better gave us lots of capabilities that we've lost, that we are finding, that we're finding out about. We think that being able to use mental telepathy is like, you know, woo-woo and not possible, but there are people that use it every day, including you. We use these things and we don't understand them. We use these things and we don't know how to control them. We use these things unknowingly, and hopefully through conversation and through books and through programs and through seminars, you get to learn these gifts that you were given that you were born with to help you have a better life. Well, that's my show for today, and I want to thank you all for being here. I want to thank Tina for being on the air because she really did help me with my conversation today, which I always know that what I need in order to give you the information that you need, it's given to me. It's sent in one way or another for us to go. So have a great week, and I will see you next week.
Thank you for listening today. I hope that what we shared with you today is a blessing to you. Don't forget, you can receive a free Silva Ultramind ESP system e-course valued at over $100 and start using the Silva Ultramind system today to help you make the rest of your life the best of your life. To get the free course, go to silverfox.silvacourses.com. That's silverfox.silva, S-I-L-V-A, courses.com. Click on the newsletter link on the left side of the page and follow the instructions. If you have any suggestions for the show, send them to me at Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. And don't forget, I have a free twice-monthly Commanding Your Life telecircle on the first and third Thursdays. You get the opportunity to learn more, to ask questions, and to become engaged. So more information on the circle can be found at meetup.commandingyourlife.com. That's meetup.commandingyourlife.com. Or go to commandingyourlife.com and look at events. Join me next week for another exciting and interesting topic or guest. Master 929 says, as you have believed, let it be done to you. And it is so.